This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Michael Yahn, a veteran of the Darien Gap, since 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. Michael has spoken of, has visited, has dared, has challenged, has studied the Darien Gap, 60 miles in which the Pan-American Highway breaks in Panama and doesn't start again until Colombia. In between is a triple canopy jungle, extremely dangerous, extremely mountainous. The quest for a way through the Darien Gap has now ignited the whole world. Everyone's seeking the gap because they see it as an elevator that ride right to the Texas or California border. However, Michael's in Panama City, having spent a few more days observing what appears to be a transformation of the Darien Gap into something like an institution. Michael, a very good day to you. You've been around the world, but I want people to know where they can see you on television and hear your stories. I understand you're going to be on Fox in the next hours. Where and where can we find you, Michael?
Yeah, Fox called today and they asked me to go on tomorrow morning. So it'll be Fox and Friends on Fox and Friends. And then I'm always on Twitter, and that's just my name, Michael underscore Yahn. My last name is Yahn, Y-O-N, Yankee, Oscar November. Not young, but Yahn, Y-O-N. But, and I'm also on Locals every day. Very interesting stuff. Well, I'm not on every day. If I'm out in the jungle and there's no connection or whatever, and I do spend a lot of time in various jungles and that sort of thing. Man, these jungles have been serious lately. Oscar Blue and Ben Berklam got into a firefight a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And one was killed and one Colombian rapist was killed and two captured. And then they captured, I think, four more about a week ago, right when I was heading back down to the Darien.
The video for this is on michaelslocals.com site, michaelyahn/locals.com. Please continue, Michael.
Oh, yeah. So we've been out with a huge amount of people coming through, about 1,200 a day here now. So about 1,200 a day, and it's increasing. Of course, Mayorkas just came down here again, and they said they're closing this thing, which is completely false. It's just not happening. And there's a significant amount of mainland Chinese coming through. I'd say at this point about 200 per day. Some of them strongly appear to me to be military or spies. Some are, I think, probably honest family units and are just honest, quote unquote, migrants. But others really, I feel like I'm at Fort Bragg sometimes, like, for instance, about four nights ago, we interviewed somebody and we call him Chai Ninja now. He's like a Chinese ninja. And first of all, he threatened Misako Ganaha with violence. She's a famous Japanese journalist we were with. He threatened her with violence, actually. And anyway, I calmed him down from that. And we ended up doing quite a bit of interview on video, which he got very angry with. But that's an interesting story in and of itself. But he said that recently he tried to buy a boat in Bahamas. And he did buy a boat, he said, for $5,000. He almost made it to Florida. And he ran out of gas, he said. And then the Coast Guard picked him up, took him – somehow transported him back to Bahamas. Then he flew to Cuba, and then he flew to Quito, and then he walked through he took a bus to Colombia and walked through Darien Gap, and that's where we found him, was in Darien Gap in Panama. And his English was bizarre. It was like, as one person said, Dr. Yahn, the virologist, we let her listen to it. She said he has the official accent. In other words, I went to a military language school as well when I was in Special Forces, and I'm kind of familiar with the difference between someone who went through the sort of school I did versus someone who went through a spy military school, a language school, which is he clearly went through a very special language school. And this guy was something else. The video is unbelievable. But separate from him, clearly some of these people are spies and or military. But separate from – I'm talking Chinese. Separate from that, the IOM, the International Organization for Migration, which is funded largely by the United States, is handing out rape kits.
What about the Center Front? The Center Front has done a wonderful job. Are they unable to defeat the marauders?
Well, you know how much I think about Center Front. They're a very professional And they are incredibly – actually, another Chinese threatened Misako, separate from the Chininja, and a center front came up and defended her and told him to back off, actually. I was about to do it myself. Luckily, a center front guy did it. But center front when they shot – center front shot one of the rapists right. about 3 weeks ago, killed him.
Does the center front have the ability to project power into the gap?
That jungle – it's the Darien Gap. We met with somebody today, an extraordinary individual. His mother was actually an anthropologist. She's deceased now, but she studied some of the ancient people that were living in Darien. And he still, he showed us, they actually, he was one of the people that was here when Neil Armstrong, the astronaut, came to do the jungle training in Panama, right? So he showed us the actual footprints the Apollo 12, that was Apollo 11 with Neil Armstrong. The Apollo 12 astronauts put their feet in some concrete. He showed that to us about 4 hours ago. But anyway, he told us about the Darien Gap has slowly been opened up. And he talked today, for instance, how important the Darien Gap is as a jungle in and of itself. By the way, as he mentioned today, the first mountain of the Andes starts in Panama, in Darien, right? And the last mountain of the Rockies is also in Panama. So the Rocky Mountains ends in Panama, and the Andes begins in Panama. Really interesting. And the Panama Canal is that area right between the two mountain ranges. But anyway, the Darien Gap in and of itself is vital for U.S. national security insofar as food goes. A lot of people don't get this. For instance, there's something called screw worms. We have a program here in Panama, the USDA does, where they irradiate billions of these little screw worm flies, and they drop them out of airplanes. They like crop dust them over the Darien. And the reason why is these screw worms lay these flesh-eating screw worms. The flies lay the screw worms in like cattle and sheep and actually people, and they eat your flesh, right? And they have cost the United States billions of dollars. But long before we were around, our grandparents were fighting these screw worms and pushed them down through Texas, down through Mexico, all the way down through Panama. And now the front line is the Darien Gap. If the Darien Gap is open, then the screw worms are just going to be, we're going to have those back up. Actually, some screw worms already. Go ahead, sir.
Michael, we're going to have time for all the biology of the Darien Gap, but I want to focus on people watching you on television and also one detail you've sent me in these last days. There was a video that you sent of, I counted at least six major buses pulling out of where you are at the end of the Panama Highway and headed through Panama to Costa Rica. Those buses, were those the buses that were there in 22 or 21, or have they upgraded all this? Is that part of the new organization at the Gap?
They've clearly got some buses that are new. Some of the buses look like it's more than six buses per day, by the way. You just saw one little group.
Right.
I mean, they can be 30 or 40 buses a day. And these are luxury buses. These are big buses.
And who's paying for them?
School buses.
Is that the U.S. participation, those buses?
Yep, that's IOM, which is largely funded by the United States. Okay. I mean, now the migrants do pay part of it. Once you come out of the jungle, now this the price I'm going to tell you is constantly changing. But once you come out of the Darien Gap, the entire price with the boat rides and everything else to get up to Costa Rica, so to get all the way through Panama, can be roughly $40 to $70. This price is always changing, but I've never heard it more than $70, and I've never heard it under $40. But the bus ride, I think, is $20. Okay. And if you don't have the money, though, you're still going to get put on the bus.
So there were times in 22 and 21 when you were recording, you were in the villages with the indigenous people, recording less than 100 people a day. Sometimes it was a random numbers coming through. You say there are now more than 1,000 a day. Is that correct?
At least 1,200. And that number is clearly increasing. So these reports that this is being shut down is completely false. And now, it's possible that they're going to soon somehow shut this down, which can be done. People keep saying it's impossible, which is complete nonsense. It can be shut down. In fact, it was proven during the COVID lockdowns that they did shut it down. I mean, there wasn't a drop coming through.
Does Panama,
and so it can definitely be shut down.
Does Panama shut it down? Does Centerfront shut it down at the orders of Panama? And is that in coordination with the U.S.?
They would love to shut it down. Panama doesn't like this. It's destroying the Darien Gap. And the Darien Gap is, I can't stress how important the Darien Gap is for the country of Panama and for the United States. It is incredibly important. And every day you see dozens of trucks coming up with these giant trees. It almost makes you cry what's happening to the jungle. I'm talking beautiful trees. I have no idea how old they are. I don't know, 1,000 years? I don't know. They're absolutely massive. And they're down there continuing to build roads through the Darien Gap and through this virgin jungle and just destroying it. And this jungle is highly active. You know, I've been in a lot of jungles around the world, and some of them are, say, more jungle than others, right? That's why, for instance, the British jungle warfare school, I went to their jungle tracking school in Brunei. They moved it from Belize to Brunei because so many of their soldiers got sick and going through jungle school in Brunei, which is in Belize, which is, you know, Central America. And likewise, down here in Panama, this jungle is what they call a dirty jungle. It's super, super biologically dangerous. And anyway, I'll finish off, but over in Borneo, it's not quite as dangerous.
The estimate is 400,000 people passing through the Darien Gap unless something intervenes. Does that number sound correct to you this year, 400,000?
It sounds the instantaneous number is, I think, accurate. But what the actual number ends up being, I think, will be significantly higher. Because it's clear, if you could just watch my screens in a day and be with me out in the jungle and on the boats and stuff, you would see that this is clearly increasing. We are clearly, for instance, U.S. money is increasing the size of San Vicente Camp and Lajas Blancas Camp. Like, for instance, even as Mayorkas is saying, you know, we're going to shut this thing down, I'm down there in the camp looking at new beds being put in right now. I mean, they're just taking the plastic off the bunk beds.
So they leave,
you know what I mean?
They leave the Darien Gap in buses. They go to the Costa Rican border. Then they're bused through Costa Rica, through Nicaragua. They make their way to Mexico where they're processed by the Mexican authorities. And if they don't get the right travel papers, they round them up and bring them back. And then they pay for transportation to the Texas border, or the California border, and into the United States. Have I described it correctly, Mike?
That's roughly accurate. I mean, nothing was inaccurate. There's a few more things. You should see the maps they're handing out, John. Highly detailed maps. And interestingly, about 3 days ago in one of the camps, the Red Cross is written right on the bottom of one of the maps. They tried to cut Red Cross. The Red Cross people tried to cut Red Cross off with their scissors. Here, you can have the map, but oh, hold on, let me cut off Red Cross, which we got the map without it being cut off. But these maps are incredibly detailed. You know, they talk about how, and I've made video of just a few days ago of these women, you know, with the map laid out on the table, talking to people that just came in from the jungle going, okay, you go here, you have to pay $20 to do this, blah, blah, blah. You can stop here. Here's where you get legal aid. You can bring your children here. Interestingly, speaking of children, a Chinese man ran up to me about 2 or 3 days ago, and we were out in the jungle, and he goes, oh, my baby, he spoke English. He goes, my baby needs milk. He was a very tall Chinese and very white, whiter than I am. Actually, some of the northern Chinese are like that. And he was telling me about his baby needs milk. And I said, hold on. We had just seen an Imbara Indian woman. I know her because I go out to that village sometimes. But she had her baby, and she was – I thought, oh, maybe she has some milk. And Matt got friend of mine that I go out with. Matthew said, hey, that Imbara woman, she probably has some milk. We went back to her, and she said, oh, I'd be happy to, you know, let the baby nurse, but I just went dry, actually. So we're looking around for another Imbara woman who has a baby, and we finally come to this one hut, and the husband's like, no, I'm not going to let you take my wife to nurse, you know, some baby from the jungle. But then we found some old dusty cans of milk. But it's interesting. These are the sorts of things that you're seeing in the jungle, people coming through with infants, and it's just disgusting. I mean, like this one Ecuadorian man showed me photos of his wife. She's been in the hospital for 4 months now. She's got a throat tube in. She can't breathe. She got brain damage from drinking the water out in the jungle. Some sort of parasite, he said, went to her brain. So he's stuck in the camp while his wife can't talk. And, you know, he gave me let me photograph their IDs and that sort of thing. This is the sort of thing, like she appears to be severely brain damaged, apparently, from drinking the water.
Final question, Michael. What does the center front think is ahead of them? More of the people coming through and they're responsible for security? Just a minute, Michael. What does center front say about their mission right now?
Well, you know, Cinefront's always highly professional. I'm actually amazed at how professional they are. But they know they can't handle it. They don't have enough men and women. Okay. They don't have enough helicopters. They don't have enough radios. They don't have enough. Like, when you're out in the jungle with them, they don't have good radios. I mean, this is essential force multipliers, just having good radios, right? And so now the drug mules are really more increasingly successful in getting their drugs through because Cinefront has to babysit, 400,000 so-called migrants.
Michael Yon is in Panama City, just returned from the Darien Gap, which is several hours south of him on the Pan-American Highway. He will be on Fox and Friends within these next hours. There's a major article in the Wall Street Journal that follows the travels of some of the Chinese nationals who are arriving at the Darien Gap to pass through Central America to reach the United States, some of them. The story is growing. It is not contained in any fashion. Michael Yon at locals.com/locals.com is where to see Michael's videos and his interviews with the people he's mentioned. He also is tweeting all the time. What's your tweet again, Michael?
My Twitter account is my name, Michael Yon, but it's Michael _Yon. Last name is Y-O-N, Yankee Oscar November.
Y-O-N. You can follow Michael there. We will talk again on the weekend. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Well done, Michael. I'm John Batchelor.